Today's movie review is the Christopher Nolan film, Tenet. I was really looking forward to seeing this Christopher Nolan film since he's had such good movies like Dunkirk and The Dark Knight Rises. So I really had high expectations for this movie. I ended up seeing this movie at the Regal Cinemas in Temecula, which is about an hour's drive from where I live, and that is all due to the COVID restrictions. I had to drive to a county that still had movie theaters open, and you could still go in if you're wearing a mask. They'll let you sit in your chair and you can eat refreshments or drink or whatever, but as soon as you're done, the rule is you had to put your mask on. And just a little of the background there, and they did have, it look like, minders that would come in like every 15 or 20 minutes to make sure people were following the rules. Now, that day in the theater, there was only about a dozen people, I think, in the theater I was in. The film starts, and what can I say about this movie? I had no idea going in that ultimately this was turned out to be a very complicated Inception-esque type of movie related to time travel and having in the future, a little bit in the future, where they have figured out how to go forwards and backwards in time, and you could actually be in the same place as your other self at that time. Just ridiculous plot lines like that. I couldn't even follow. I had a hard time even following what the film was about, and I really, really wanted to enjoy the film. Having said that, with the large budget and there was a lot of action scenes in the movie, the main star was played by John David Washington, a really good looking black guy with this beard that won't quit. It's just amazing. If I ever grew a beard, I want it to look just like his. That's all I could focus on. It's like, man, he has a nice, that beard. Wow, it's look how shiny, look how smooth he looks. It looks so, that was kind of what I was focused on instead of the actual film plots. And one of his co-stars was played by Robert Pattinson from the Twilight series. I'm not going to get into too many of the details of the film. There was a scene with an aircraft that crashes, and it crashes into a building. That was a pivotal scene in the movie. And my understanding was, having read about that scene, was that it was not done with CGI. It was done with a real 747 because it was actually cheaper to buy a 747 and destroy it than to do the computer-generated graphics for that scene. It did have its nice moments like that, but having said that, and I apologize, I couldn't follow the plot enough to coherently tell you what the movie was about, other than there was a time travel thing that they could go back and forth and they got to get bad guys. And anyway, I'll say no more. I hated the movie. I give it 2 stars. Thanks for listening.